We have told you about the looting and vandalism that took place overnight, but it's important to remember that the vast majority of protesters in the city have been peaceful. For more on the night's activities, here's WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg.
The protests and demonstrations continued well after curfew. Midtown was the center of it all Monday night.
This is just, looks like this particular block at least, looks like a war zone. There are two trash cans on fire on either side of me. You can probably hear in the background the alarm going off inside a jewelry store that has just been looted. The front window is completely shattered.
That's the perspective of WCBS reporter Steve Burns, who spent hours walking with peaceful protesters from Times Square through Chelsea into the early evening before things got out of control.
I'm at 7th and 41st, and I'm looking at a souvenir shop that has been completely ransacked. The glass is shattered on the sidewalk in front of the store. And an image that really just says it all: inside the shop is about a 10-foot-high Statue of Liberty who's missing her torch. And that really says it all and is emblematic of this evening.
While the sun was still out, a moment in Washington Square Park that brought protesters and police officers together. Terrence Monahan, chief of department and the highest-ranking NYPD uniformed officer, joined in.
This has got to end. We all know Minnesota was wrong. They were arrested, which they should be. There is not a police officer over here that thinks Minnesota was justified.
And he said, this is our city. We cannot be fighting. We have to live here. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.